Tommy menyang ing kebun binatang.
Tommy goes to the zoo.
Dheweke iku banget seneng.
He is very happy.
Tommy ndeleng singa.
Tommy sees a lion.
Singa iku gedhe.
The lion is big.
Saterus, Duk ndelok monyet.
Next, he sees a monkey.
Mong iku lucu.
The monkey is funny.
Banjur, Tommy mangan es krim.
Then, Tommy eats ice cream.
Iku iklim lan legi.
It is cold and sweet.
Tommy seneng kebun binatang.
Tommy likes the zoo.
Dia kepingin Bali.
He wants to come back.
Iku-iku sawijining hiburan.
It was a fun day.
Dino iki ya iku dino aku sinau nglangi.
Today is the day I learn to swim.
Aku kroso banget semangat lan setitik wedi.
I feel very excited and a little scared.
Aku ndeleng kolam biru gede.
I see the big blue pool.
Instruktur saya banget ramah.
My instructor is very friendly.
Dheweke mesem ing aku lan ngandika, "Aja kuwatir."
She smiles at me and says, "Don't worry."
Aku njupuk napas jero lan loncat ing.
I take a deep breath and jump in.
Suwe iku adem nanging aku rumangsa apik.
The water is cold but I feel good.
Aku nglangi kanggo pisan.
I swim for the first time.
Aku krasa kuat lan seneng.
I feel strong and happy.
Aku nyoba kanggo nglangi luwih cepet saiki.
I try to swim faster now.
Instruktur iku nyemangati aku.
The instructor cheers for me.
Aku rumangsa bangga marang awake dhewe.
I feel proud of myself.
Aku ngrampung kelas renangku kanthi senyum.
I finish my swimming class with a smile.
Ku iku dina pungkasan pertandingan.
It was the day of the final match.
Loro tim, Elang lan Hawks, bakal saingan kanggo trofi.
Two teams, the Eagles and the Hawks, would compete for the trophy.
Stadion iki kebak penuh penggemar sing semangat.
The stadium was full of excited fans.
Nalika pertandingan diwiwiti, kabeh wong rumangsa gugup.
As the match began, everyone was nervous.
Eagles miwi kuat lan entuk gol pisan.
The Eagles started strong and scored the first goal.
Para penggemar mabur lan nambut kabungahan.
The fans jumped and cheered with joy.
Nanging inggal, para Hawks nyerang maneh.
But soon, the Hawks struck back.
Dheweke entuk gol cemerlang kanggo netralake permainan.
They scored a brilliant goal to level the game.
Saiki, loro tim loro duweni kesempatan kanggo menang.
Now, both teams had a chance to win.
Pertandingan kasebut dadi banget intens nalika wektu lumaku.
The match became very intense as time passed.
Kanti sawetara menit sing tersisa, kesenengan saya tambah gedhe.
With only minutes left, the excitement grew.
Ing pungkasan wektu, kaloro tim duweni tembakan ing gol.
In the last moments, both teams had shots on goal.
Pungkasan, suara peluit muni, rampungake game.
Finally, the whistle blew, ending the game.
Eagles menang kejuaraan akhirnya.
The Eagles won the championship at last.
Ing kamar kang padang-padang, sekelompok maling kumpul kanggo rembugan rencana dheweke.
In a dimly lit room, a group of thieves gathered to discuss their plan.
Dheweke wis milih targete kanthi teliti, nimbang saben variabel sing bisa.
They had chosen their target carefully, considering every possible variable.
Saben anggota duwe peran khusus, jamin yen operasi bakal mlaku kanthi lancar.
Each member had a specific role, ensuring the operation would run smoothly.
Peneleh, sawijining ahli strategi pinter, nerangake pendekatane kanthi rinci.
The mastermind, a clever strategist, outlined their approach in detail.
Dheweke menganalisis rampokan sadurunge kanggo sinau saka loro sukses lan gagal.
They analyzed previous heists to learn from both successes and failures.
Tension ing ruangan iku bisa dirasakake nalika dheweke rembugan babagan contingency.
The tension in the room was palpable as they discussed contingencies.
Saben gerakan wis diitung kanggo ngurangi risiko nalika rampokan.
Every move was calculated to minimize risks during the heist.
Ing pikiran, ganjaran potensial jujurake risiko sing dheweke jupuk.
In their minds, the potential rewards justified the risks they were taking.
Nalika tangga nyedak, saraf wiwit nuwa ing antarane kru.
As the date approached, nerves began to fray among the crew.
Seneng planning rinci, ketidakpastian mlebu gedhe.
Despite their meticulous planning, uncertainties loomed large.
Pungkasan, wengi rampok teko, kabungkus ing embun kandel.
Finally, the night of the heist arrived, shrouded in a thick fog.
Saben maling rasa adrenaline nalika dheweke mlaku menyang panggon.
Each thief felt a rush of adrenaline as they moved into position.
Ing wektu kuwi, wedi lan semangat sesambungan, gawe campuran sing nguntungake.
At that moment, fear and excitement intertwined, creating an intoxicating blend.
Nalika rampok kedadian, saben keputusan dadi kritis kanggo kasuksesan.
As the heist unfolded, each decision became critical for their success.
Dheweke ngerti yen siji kesalahan bisa ngrusak kabeh sing wis diupayakake.
They knew that one mistake could ruin everything they had worked for.
Ing pungkasan, seni nyolong ora mung babagan nyolong nanging babagan strategi.
In the end, the art of heisting was not just about theft but about strategy.
Carita wesen ibu dadi bagian integral saka budaya manungsa sajrone ewu taun.
Storytelling has been an integral part of human culture for millennia.
Liwat cerita, kita ngirimake kawicaksanan, nilai-nilai, lan emosine.
Through tales, we convey wisdom, values, and emotions.
Saben budaya duwe narasi unik sing bentuk identitas.
Every culture has its unique narratives that shape identities.
Ing masyarakat modern, cerita iki nambahake sambungan lan empati.
In modern society, these stories foster connection and empathy.
Dheweke ngluwihi wates, ngidini kita nuduhake pengalaman ing saindenging budaya.
They transcend boundaries, allowing us to share experiences across cultures.
Saka-saka susastra kuno fabel-fabel lawas nganti novel-novel jaman saiki, saben cerita nggawa pelajaran.
From ancient fables to contemporary novels, every story carries lessons.
Pelajaran iki resonasi universal, ngliwati wektu lan ruang.
These lessons resonate universally, transcending time and space.
Ing donya kang kapenuhi dening teknologi, carita nduweni panguwasa sing luar biasa.
In a world permeated by technology, storytelling holds extraordinary power.
Iku bentuk perspektif, mengaruhi pikiran kita, lan nyambungake komunitas sing beda-beda.
It shapes perspectives, influences our thoughts, and connects diverse communities.
Ing intine, carita-carita iku dudu ora mung seni, nanging kabutuhan manungsa sing dasar.
In essence, storytelling is not merely an art form, but a fundamental human need.
Globalisasi wis ora bisa dibatalake wis ngetokake lanskap identitas pribadi lan nasional.
Globalization has irrevocably transformed the landscape of personal and national identities.
Nalika wates hentes, sawijining paradoks muncul ing ngendi nuansa budaya bentrok karo kekuatan homogenisasi.
As borders dissolve, a paradox emerges wherein cultural nuances clash with homogenizing forces.
Ing pojok-pojok sing beda-beda saka donya, individu-individu nglayani banyu sing bebayani saka konstruksi identitas.
In different corners of the globe, individuals navigate the treacherous waters of identity construction.
Interaksi pengaruh global asring nuntun menyang rasa jero ketidakadiran.
The interplay of global influences often leads to a profound sense of rootlessness.
Perasaan iki utamane metu antarane para muda sing ngadepi ekspektasi sing bertentangan.
This sentiment is especially pronounced among the youth who grapple with conflicting expectations.
Dualitas inovasi lan tradisi nyemangati pitakonan jero babagan sifat kagempatan.
The duality of innovation and tradition stirs profound questions about the nature of belonging.
Ing respons marang dinamik iki, masyarakat kudu ngupayakake supaya budaya keragaman lestari nalika nampa owah-owahan.
In responding to these dynamics, societies must strive to preserve cultural diversity while embracing change.
Globalisasi mbutuhake pamahaman nuansa saka loro aspek kolektif lan individu saka identitas.
Globalization demands a nuanced understanding of both the collective and individual aspects of identity.
Ing dunya sing cepat ngalami owah-owahan iki, tantangan ora mung ana ing adaptasi nanging uga ing retention budaya.
In this rapidly changing world, the challenge lies not only in adaptation but also in retention of cultural heritage.
Pungkasan, lelungan rekonsiliasi pengaruh sing beda-beda iki bentuk pamahaman identitas sing tansah berkembang.
Ultimately, the journey of reconciling these diverse influences shapes the ever-evolving notion of identity.